And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where truth is our bitch. We're here till 1 o'clock tonight and 4 a.m. 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're very excited around here because we are getting set to sort of change reins with our show, change the platform of our show. However, and I want to make this very clear because I've gotten emails and I've gotten some comments over on Facebook and over on our website, and this has to be made very, very clear. Our show will continue on, even though we're leaving TRN, we are entering into a new syndication configuration, and on the 24th is our last show with Talk Radio Network. The 25th, we've got a radio show, and the 26th and the 27th on into the future, into the foreseeable future. So there is a Phil Hendry Show. And I've had listeners emailing me, crying, in some instances threatening suicide, and saying, I went to the station and they just kicked me into the street. I'm joking. No, they didn't.
Well, that's not very funny, Phil.
I think it's funny.
Pretty funny about a guy going to kill himself.
Even, especially since he didn't.
Well, I just think when you say threatening suicide and you're starting the show, let people know, telegraph the joke a little bit more, because I was sitting very engrossed in what you were saying, and then you say that people are threatening suicide, and I felt... Well,
what?
This one here, if he laughs, I'll put my fingers into his eyes. You hear that, Bud?
Yes, ma'am.
I felt liquid, and it was warm between my legs.
God damn.
Hey, watch it now. What did she say, Bud?
Come on.
Margaret.
That when you said that people threaten suicide, naturally, there was some release.
Oh, my God. I just came and I heard that. Are you kidding me?
Was that you, Robert? Did that voice come out of you?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I can't believe that. Usually, I'm very, very a man. Lord.
That was disgusting.
Are you trying to tell me that what I just said is more disgusting than you saying that people threaten suicide over the fact that your show may not be going, continuing on?
My show is continuing on, folks. I'd like you to know that before we get anything else discussed.
You have to talk about her talking about getting a stain?
Yeah, she's talking about staining.
Hey, but she said to be careful, and I can't keep her from sticking her fingers in your eyeballs, okay?
That'll be a felony.
Oh, will it be a felony? Well.
Will be.
All right, hold on. Okay, so it scared you, I think, is the point you're making.
Yes, that's the point I'm making. When I heard you say that people threaten suicide, I felt this, oh, God, and my hand instinctively reached for a napkin. Don't you lie. And if that one there lies...
Watch it.
I'm not lying, I was laughing.
That's what I meant.
All right. First of all, no one committed or threatened suicide. But we did have people sending us messages saying, Phil, is your show continuing on the 25th? Yes. Yes, it is. Our show is continuing on the 25th. To all of our stations, to all of our affiliates, to all of our loyal stations, loyal affiliates, to the great people who have supported the show down through the years, yes, we're going to be there the 25th. Now, a press release is going out next week. We are in touch with stations as we speak. We have a great team with us. You know these people. Those of you who are on the radio station end, you know them. You have done business with them. You are very, very familiar with them. They are professionals right up one side and down the next. I have known these guys myself personally for 30 years. I mean, I go back to the days of Westwood One with a lot of these guys. So it's a very, very solid group, and we're very excited. So please be aware that we're going to have a show on the 25th, the 26th, the 20th. It just keeps right on going, baby. And we're very excited about it. That's the Phil Hendry Show, okay? So that's that. That's the terrestrial. That answers the question that people were asking, Phil, are you going to continue on the terrestrial platform? Yes. Yes, we are. And the reason is it allows us to reach so many more people. It allows us to say, here is what we offer. Would you like to have more of it? Come on over to our website, because that's really what's happening now. You know, radio is the promotional side to the overwhelming business, which is the digital It's kind of funny to hear me say that, but I don't think there's anybody listening in the business that would disagree with it. And to that end, radio affords us that opportunity to reach out to people. Now, we got a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot of weird crap in the news. Margaret, you had this...
Well, this model, and I don't know, the Million Moms, do you know this?
No, that's the most ridiculous thing that I ever heard.
Yeah, well, this is pretty stupid. I think it's stupid. This Kraft model, and it's the guy... We've posted a picture of this guy over on Facebook. Maybe we ought to put it on the homepage. It's a model, a really ripped, hunky guy, you know, the kind of guy that the ladies love, huh?
Well, he's attractive. There's something about him that's rather swarthy, but he's attractive.
Okay. And he's built, right?
Yes. He's got a very nice body.
Okay. This dude is laying on a picnic table or something. He's on a picnic blanket, and he's in a variety of poses with a bottle of Kraft Zesty Italian dressing.
Yeah, you said that's a guy's name.
Yeah, you said he's a Russian. That's a Russian name.
What is?
Are you guys kidding?
Hold on. No. When you said Kraft Zessi.
Yeah.
That ain't his name, man. That ain't his name.
Well, no, you said that. That's like a Russian name.
I was joking. Kraft Zesty? You think that's the guy's name?
I didn't know at the time when you did done say it.
When I did done say... Oh!
You know, Phil, there comes a time when you got to do some kind of a casting call or just... toss a net out into the ocean, you're going to get something. You're bound to find something better than these two.
I think that's dirty pool.
Hold on.
Yeah, cast a net into a dirty pool.
Okay, just hold on. The guy's name, I don't know what his name is. Kraft Zesty is the name of the dressing, okay?
Yeah, that's what I told you.
No, you didn't. You agreed and you said the guy was a Russian.
Well, don't start bawling about it.
Because everybody's ganging up on me now.
Well, Bud, how dumb can... you possibly get before I have to just sign the papers on you, man. Kraft Zesty? You think that's the guy's name?
All I'm saying is when you said, and I looked and I seen it, and you go, he looks like a Russian to me. And I said, it's all Greek. Remember, I said, it's all Greek to me. And you go, he looks Russian to me.
Huh?
What are you talking about, you jackass? Or, as they say in France, you jackass.
You're all in a heap.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm waiting.
All right. The dude's name is unknown to me. I made a joke when I said he looks like a Russian. I wonder if that's his name, Kraft Zesty. It sounded like a Russian name. I made a joke. I'm sorry I made the joke because you guys are humor impaired, man.
What are you talking about? We work with you, you jackass.
Hey, what's the jet? You work with me, huh? That's the other thing. For people that work with a guy that's funny, you sure don't know what's funny. I was making a joke. That's number one. Number two, Kraft Zesty Italian is the name of the dressing. Now, this guy posed in a variety of provocative, hunk poses. He had on a very tight pair of shorts. Margaret, I don't mean to say anything, but I saw you lingering.
I beg your pardon. I was looking, yes, I looked at that photograph because of my duty as the co-host. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Phil. But your bringing things up causes that to come up, and I don't mean to be a smartass. Is that Mariah Carey? Look at how sexy she is.
Can we keep talking about...
Well, I just wanted to... See? That's an example of a girl that carries a lot of fat on the buttock. Okay, Phil?
Yeah.
And yet she is sex personified.
What do you mean on a buttock?
I'm using the French...
She's saying that Mariah Carey has a fat ass.
Did I say that?
Yes, that's about what you said, yeah. I think, see, that's what causes girls to be anorexic, you with statements like that.
How dare you?
Wait, that's what causes them to be anorexic. You take a perfectly beautiful woman like Mariah Carey, you talk about her having a fat ass, next thing you know, you got a million kids out there, these girls that say, well, I better starve myself because that's not good looking, that's too fat.
I'm saying the woman has done a lot with a lot. She took a lot, but did a lot with a lot.
We didn't talk about a lot. Talk about the big...
Talk about the big lard... The lard load.
Yes, there is a load of lard, if you want to put it that way. I didn't say lard load, did I?
No, you said load of lard.
Well, I think it's a little bit... Phil,
can we stick with the Kraft Zesty here for just 5 seconds and forget about Mariah Carey and the lard load?
Oh, so you're laughing.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you were. You're all going, the lard load.
I'm going to belt you. I mean it, man. All right, so anyway, this guy has got this this commercial, okay?
Well, you're talking like he's the guy that started it.
No, he didn't start it. He is working for Kraft. So when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to have Chris Norton on. As you know, Chris does, he does some adult male modeling. He also is in the, you know, sort of the beginning stages of a film, adult film producing career. And he has done some of this kind of modeling. So we're going to talk to him when we come back about this. And this Million Moms organization that it calls this ad the most disgusting ad they've ever seen. What in blue blazes are they talking about? World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The lard load.
Get it? Me, no.
But you agreed with...
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. We're going to get on the line here, Chris Norton, and Chris is with Norton Explodes, I should say, the entertainment business that we've talked so much about. It is an independent entertainment arm that Chris is operating in the hopes of beginning to produce adult films. He's also involved in a mobile party business, and he also does telemarketing in Redondo Beach for... a pharmaceutical company, and we welcome Chris on the program. And I understand, Chris, you're on set right now?
Yes, sir. The movie right now, we're on set for Crimson Buns, and it's kind of a...
What's it called?
Crimson Buns. It's a sort of a satire on a Crimson Tide football, and it's, you know, it is a Seth, primarily adult film with Seth overtones.
It's called Crimson Bun.
Yeah, no, Crimson Buns. Crimson Buns.
And this is an adult film.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And it's also, they're actually shooting two this week. We're doing Crimson Buns and Kitchen what's the one we're doing now? Labia Kitchen? Labia Kitchen.
Jesus, God, these titles are getting even more graphic, aren't they?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of competition right now, Mr. Henry, for the adult film business. And, we just got to do what we got to do.
Chris, you've seen the articles today about the ad, the Kraft Zesty Italian ad?
Yes, sir, I have.
Do you have any feelings on, I realize that most people would probably look at you and say, well, you're in the adult film business, you're also an adult male, you're a male model, that maybe you don't have quite the perspective you should have, but you've been on some of these shoots. Some of these women protesting it, of the million women, are calling it the most disgusting ad they've ever seen.
Well, I mean, I'm not really in a position to judge, the morality of the ad. I do know that Zesty Italian ad, they had a Cassie call, and
they called a Cassie call.
But I'll ask the questions.
I'd say Cassie call.
Casting call.
Well, it sounded like a Cassie call.
Well, Bud, just let it go.
No, I said Cassie call. I don't know whether you need to get your ear, you know, unwaxed or something, but...
No, I clean my ears every night with alcohol and a Q-tip. And
all right, fine, Bud. That's great. Good for you, okay? Let me do it and not have you...
Don't butt in, man.
So, continue.
Well, I just think the ad for Kraft... Zesty Italian was, they put out a Cassie call. They wanted young men aged 25 to 30 who were built, you know, ripped and, you know, could flex up and also had guns and also had what we call a hint of, you're supposed to have a hint of what's called tube package. And
What is that again?
Got a tube package.
Yeah, tube package.
A hint of tube package, and that's supposed to be...
You don't have to ask that question, Phil. I think we all know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's when you say package, But anyway.
Okay. And what are you supposed to wear, tight shorts?
You are told to come in and tight, you know, make it tight and tuck it up. And when they say tuck it up, some guys are fire, you know, they're thrown out immediately because they think they want a guy that can tuck it. And they don't mean literally tuck it. They're just saying, you know, get it, you know, so it's not all, you know, all over the place. So I've seen guys come and they're it's tucked, and the first thing the casting director goes is, are you a dude, you know, or are you, you know, and they're being a smart ass, but these guys will get all upset about it and everything.
So what are you talking about?
The guys tuck it, like the man in, what was it, Bud?
Yeah, in Silence of the Lambs, and a guy tucked it.
You got guys that are coming to casting calls that, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I don't, but...
Okay.
So anyway, when they sent out a casting call on this one, they wanted to have guys that was ripped and had, you know, could flex and flex it out. And
what do you mean, could flex?
Just, you know, when you stand there, the muscles will bulge, you know, if you will. You've got to be able to will your muscle to bulge up, and it's kind of a difficult thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with any of this.
Phil, you're interrupting Chris. I'm finding this fascinating.
Well, thank you, Ms. Gray.
That's quite all right.
Well, what are you talking about, will your muscle to bulge up?
When you have, at that level of male modeling, when you're doing an ad for Kraft, I mean, Kraft is a big account, and you're doing an ad for Kraft, and you're doing it for Zesty Italian, or maybe Zest, you know, there's a Zesty Italian. They also have a Zesty French garlic, and with a bit of a zing to it, you know, and... You want to give it the cess and the cess appeal. So when they say, okay, flex, you don't want it to be evident that you're flexing. You want your mind, your mind to just flex it out, you know. And that's taste talent. And I think guys at this level, the Zesty Italian level, you know.
Maybe a Zesty Italian level.
Would you shut up, Bud?
Bud, shut up.
No, it's okay. I'm talking about this at the Italian level, man. I mean, I don't have, you know, you're never going to be there, man. I'm the model and everything.
I know that. I'm just talking about the Italian level.
The Zesty Italian level, man, is where you can will it. You can will your muscle to pump up.
Yeah, what kind of muscle?
Yeah, no kidding. What kind of muscle is you willing?
All right, would you guys knock it off?
I'll tell you right now, man, I could will. You want to make a joke about it and everything, I can will it out. I'll will it up and will it out, man, and then I'll will it down, you know. With my will, and only my will, I can will, you know. There's a lot of stuff I can do, man.
Yeah, you say you can.
All right, are you done? Because I don't want to hear another word out of you. We're talking with Chris Norton as we discuss the Kraft ad. So, the Kraft is a Zesty Italian ad. So now we have this Million Women organization saying it's the most disgusting ad, and I know you don't feel qualified to comment, but have you ever had a problem with any member of your family or anybody that you know saying, hey, Chris, don't do these kinds of films or ads?
I mean, there's some people that are going to eject, and you wonder, well, what's your problem? You know, I remember one of the few first films that I done was one called Buns on Fire, and there was another one called Randy Rides It Up High in the Saddle, and then Buns on Fire. And
well, what is that about?
Well, I mean, it was just normal adult film, and I'm like, okay, cool, thank you very much. I made, you know, a pretty decent amount of money, made about $1,000 a day on it, and so anyway, when the movie comes out, my mom and my dad are all, you know, crying, and my dad's beating his... My father put his head through some drywall.
What do you mean your dad did that?
Bud, so your father put his head through drywall?
Yeah, my dad's like, I came over the house, and my dad's, were you in Buns on Fire? And I go, yeah, Dad. He goes, oh, God, and he just drove his head right through this drywall. And I said, are you serious? And he's all, yeah. And then he goes, were you also in... Randy rides it. Randy sits on it high in the saddle, and I go, yeah. And he goes, ah, geez. And then he rammed his head through it. You know, I mean, dude, you should have been at my house that day. My father put his head through multiple doors. And
well, I don't blame him if you find out that a son of yours is involved in that kind of garbage.
Well, you asked me. you know.
Well, we're asking you about this zesty Italian ad, man, not a couple of porn films that I can only imagine the content of. We'll be right back with Chris Norton. We'll continue with the discussion of the Kraft Zesty Italian commercial, called the most disgusting they've ever seen by some organization called the Million Woman Organization. I don't know who they are. They may be they may not even have 10,000 women, let alone a million women. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. It's me, Phil Hendry. We also have Jay Santos. We have Chris Norton with us, and we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Jay Dane here in a moment. Jay is a casting director for a great many different commercials that are shot all over the country, Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, New York, and elsewhere. And we're going to talk with him about casting actors in these commercials. And if you wouldn't mind, Bud Dickman, please go ahead and put my guests on hold. You can...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Put them on hold, man.
On hold.
Like that?
Put them on hold before I...
I didn't know what you meant.
If I say on hold, what does that mean?
Put them on hold.
Then why don't you put them on hold?
Okay.
Wow.
Man, what's up with you, man? You don't understand English?
I understand English good. I didn't know what he meant by it.
What do I mean by hold?
There's a lot of different ways to hold. If you're talking about Kraft Zesty, tell a guy to hold it. Boy, I'll tell you what, you're going to have some problems there.
Oh, get real, will you? All right, here's the ad, by the way. Kraft Zesty Italian.
I am real. I'm as real can get.
What's that again?
Nothing.
I'm as real can get.
Man.
Well, don't encourage him.
Well, I got to tell you, that was about as funny a line as I've heard. Kraft Zesty Italian Salad Dressing, Rock Hard Abs, Stir Controversy. Do you like your salad with a side of beefcake? You do? Well, take a look at this hunk. And in fact, when he pulls his shorts off, I'm kidding. No, it doesn't say that. It says, Kraft thinks you do. Its latest print ad campaign for Zesty Italian Dressing features a muscular man lying naked on a picnic cloth arranged strategically over his body. And when they say strategically over his body, they mean they're covering up his...
Ding dong!
Thank you. All right, let's... on the line here is Chris Norton from Norton Explodes Entertainment. And Chris, you there?
Yes, sir, Missouri.
And Jay Dane. Jay, how are you today?
Bill, I'm doing great. I'm very grateful you asked me on your program.
And I'd like to talk to you, Jay, right off the bat. Have you seen this ad?
I have seen it, yes.
And you've seen the commercial?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think it's creative. I think it hits the bullseye. Who are you going after when you're talking about these salad dressings? I think it's evident that we're talking about women. I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to understand what is going to appeal to a woman. We're not in any way, I don't think. And when I say we, Phil, I'm speaking of the advertising community in general, because I think we all have a stake in this. And I think this is David Kane and Rodney Hardwell, William Spokesman, all of the people involved in this ad.
What was the name of the agency?
I think this was done by Guggenheim.
Not the Guggenheim art gallery.
No, different Guggenheim entirely, Margaret. I think this is Renfro Guggenheim and his sister Celia. They operate out of they have a mobile casting studio that goes all up and down the coast of California. They mostly cast in beach cities, and then they go into the cities, and they will park their mobile home somewhere in the city, somewhere on a street, and that's where they'll do their work, and then they'll shoot it, and then they take it on a three-wheel motorcycle. I know this all sounds pretty spooky, but this is exactly how they do their business. And
Wait a minute. This is the Guggenheim?
Ad agency, right. They shoot, they cast in beach towns and bait shops, literally,
I know he's talking about Mr. Henry because I did audition for some of them.
And your name is Chris, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Have we ever worked together?
No, sir, I don't think we have, but I have Asian if you want to look at some pictures.
I would like to see your headshots and also, of course, your commercial shots as well, Chris, if we get a chance. You say you have an agent?
I do. I have a manager. His name's Lance Germain.
Okay. Your manager has not hooked you up yet with an agency?
Not as yet. As of now, I mean, right now is what you mean now?
Yes. Do you have an agent right now?
As of now, I don't know. But, you know.
All right. Well, when you get around, I don't want to do business here.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
But when you get around to getting an agent, maybe send me some shots because I did see some of your pictures online. I think they're very interesting. But getting back to the Kraft Zesty campaign, Phil, I think what you've got here is a very, very creative group of people. They mostly cast in beach towns, in the parking lots of shopping centers. This is where they find these actors. This is where they found this young man. Then they drive into either Los Angeles, San Francisco, or San Diego. They sit, they do editing, they do their brainstorming. They shoot, and then they put the finished product in the hands of Celia Guggenheim, who is the sister, and she gets into the sidecar of a three-wheeled motorcycle. And I know it sounds crazy, and then they just roll it on over to the different production houses and the different people. But this has been, in my opinion...
You're talking about a group of people that are very unusual in the way they produce things. No wonder they... I say no wonder they're successful.
Well, that's just it. That's just it. Now, the Guggenheim ad agency has been successful for a long time. They come up with wonderful campaigns, and I think this is outstanding.
Have you... how do you deal with the moral outrage when you see it?
Well, I think the way you deal with the moral outrage, first of all, you have to determine, is this really an uprising on the part of the public in general, or is it just a noisy minority? I think Kraft has called it right. I think Kraft took a look. I think Kraft flipped a coin. I think Kraft probably had one of those eight balls or one of those things you spit on the desk and probably said, you know what, take a pass, tell them to take a powder, tell them to pound it, because we're in this ball game for the long haul. And so I think what Kraft has said to this million-woman organization is, with all due respect, ladies, you're way off the beaten path on this one. The American woman is not outraged, not scandalized. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's it. And, Margaret, I know I heard you talking about it.
You know, I wanted to say something. Jay, thank you very much, first of all, for expressing something that needs to be expressed. It is a lot of fun. I love the look. I love the feel. I can almost smell him, and I know you know what I mean.
Yeah, you can almost smell the sweat and the patchouli and all the right guard, the Old Spice, you know. It's a lot of fun. And when I look at him laying there, I'm thinking what fun it would be to be him, you know. And
well, I think that, too. And plus, these women that are outraged and calling it the most disgusting thing they've ever said or that they've ever seen, I wonder how many of them are privately lusting after this man's you-know-what.
Well, that's of course, the unspoken statement. I think we need to spoke it, or not spoke it, we need to speak it. The unspoken, excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, I want to jump in. If I can,
no, don't jump in just yet, Chris. I want to clean this up. I don't want the impression left. I don't want the stink left that I don't know how to speak the English language. The unspoken speaking.
The unspoken phrase.
The unspoken phrase. Thank you, Phil. Is that I'd like to the women out there are saying I want to climb all over that. You know,
that's all I was going to say, Mr. Henry. I think that most women are going to look at a guy like that and want to climb that. And they'll climb it, lickety-split, you know.
Well, I wouldn't use the word lickety. See, this is where we get into trouble. You look at an ad like this and you say, you know, that's a lot of fun, just as you said, Jay.
Absolutely.
But now you have an imbecile, and I don't mean anything by this, Chris. I think you're a wonderful young man, and I think you're representing your industry very well. But you are a bit of a moron. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I think
Margaret, she doesn't mean to offend you, but it is true that you are a bit of a knucklehead, right?
I think a lot of ways I am knucklehead. Yeah.
No, you're not anybody named Knucklehead. You say you are a knucklehead.
No, I mean I am a knucklehead.
Right.
So, yes, and so when you say what you say, whatever it was that you said, I think it's just best that you leave this to the professionals and let us, you know, articulate the popular zeitgeist. Zeitgeist.
Absolutely. I love that word, and I love that you finally recognized it, Margaret, because that's what we got going on here, Phil.
All right, we're talking here with Jay Dane. Margaret Gray is with us. We have also Chris Norton. And we have, of course, Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard in studios. We talk about the Kraft Zesty Italian salad dressing. So what I'm hearing here in the ad that features this hunky guy that the million woman are we making a big deal out of nothing here?
Oh, I think so, yes.
I believe so, Phil, because this million woman organization is some kind of, it sounds to me like it's some kind of a joke. I've never heard of them. I wouldn't know them if I tripped over them in the dark. I don't think they have enough membership to... I don't think they could cause a ripple in the toilet bowl if they really had to. And I'm sorry to put it as bluntly as I am, but let's be honest. I haven't heard a lot of women screaming and yelling. What I'm hearing is this organization that wants to get some publicity, and they're you know, making noise. And I think why are you even talking about it? Why am I on this show? You see, I'm ashamed of myself. You should be ashamed of yourself, you know?
Yes, and I should be ashamed of myself for talking with you about this.
Well, okay, so what are we talking about?
Well, I will jump in right now and say I agree with everything that you said and everything that Ms. Gray said. And for the Zesty Italian, you ought to be ashamed. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why? Why should I be ashamed of myself? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. I got to get on the phone. Right.
Well,
that was cute. You were almost in studio with us.
I can do that, too. Because Phil and Chris and Bob and... do you mind me calling you Bob or Robert?
Not at all, no.
All right. And Bob and Rocky. I know your name is Bud, but do you mind me calling you Rocky?
What are you going to call me Rocky for?
Never mind. Do you want me to call you Rocky or not?
No.
All right, Bud.
Why would you want to call him Rocky?
Just because I felt it was a better name for him. But I will tell you that I'm an advertising man. I'm always thinking of these things. I will tell you this. I think that the women in that organization and anybody that's outraged by the Zesty Italian, they have given this salad dressing is now going to be the official salad dressing. You know what? I'm really bored with this. Goodbye.
Well, I knew that was going to happen because I know it all about him, and he tends to get bored.
What happened there?
I don't know. Was he seriously bored, Chris?
No, I've worked with Mr. Dane before, and he just goes, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, and he'll go home. He'll be right in the middle of directing a shot. He was right in the middle of directing a shot, though, I was in Buns of Steel, Buns on Fire Part 4. And Buns on Fire Part 4, I play a fireman, and I'm up in a house, and I'm setting fire to stuff, but I'm also putting it out, and it's... they call it Buns on Fire because, well, I shouldn't say.
Yeah,
because
it's probably got butt stuff in it.
Okay, fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. So, and I'm I play a fireman who comes in. I go, yeah, you know, I'm the fireman, and I'm coming in to put out your, you know, I'm putting their butt out is what I'm doing.
It's bitching.
If you don't shut him up, I will.
Bud?
Anyway, so Jay was brought in to direct the scene that I was in Buns on Fire Part 4. And he goes, yeah, you know, Chris, why don't you leap into the pool and suck some water. And then he goes, oh, you know what, I want to go home. I'm tired of this. And then he got in his Porsche, and he ran over like a guy's foot. Going down the driveway, he ran over like two guys' foot,
he ran over two guys' feet, is what?
Yeah, he ran over two guys' feet, and then we got a call from him. He was at home, and he was bored.
Boy, that's almost the attention span of a child, isn't it?
Yeah, it's.
That is weird.
All right, so Jay Dane is gone, and I think that we can probably let you go, Chris.
Why?
Because I'm kind of bored too.
Well,
we've talked 45 minutes about this asinine story. We're done with it, okay?
Yeah, but there's more to be said about Zesty Italian.
Like what?
That it should be legal.
It is legal.
Yeah, it is legal, but... Okay, I mean, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Well, what... This... We shouldn't be doing this on the air.
Well, we're doing it on the air. We're going to leave. We're going to take a commercial break. But when we come back, folks, Chris is going to be gone.
Yeah, I got to go anyway.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello?
Well, he already hung up.
Okay. So we're done with that story. That's the way I think a lot of stories should go. Just keep going until the people that are reporting it and participating in the story are sick and tired of it and are ready to vomit. Then you go, okay, well, then we're done. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Remember to go out and get your zesty Italian.
The Phil Hendry Show.
You know what? I forgot to plug. I didn't plug my website.
Hey, welcome back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is represented online at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com is the home of the Phil Hendry Show online, and it is there that you can watch a live-streaming video cast of our show each and every night, each and every night that we do our show. On Saturday nights, in fact, we generally have a movie or something going, but I don't think we're going to have one tomorrow night because there are other things on the agenda. Other things happening this weekend. We're going to be very busy over the next week and a half. It's going to be insane, man. I can just tell you that. Nonetheless, online at philhendryshow.com is not only our video cast, but also our archives, our podcast of each show, and a classic podcast that we deliver Monday through Friday. So it's something to take advantage of. The monthly subscription is only $9.99, and you can get a 6 month as well as a 1 year subscription. PhilHendryShow.com, as well as a online store where we have our Bud Dickman. You know, we don't have a Bud Dickman thing, do we?
What?
Do we have any Bud Dickman merchandise?
What do you mean?
He means, is there anything we're selling with your name on it?
Well, I hope not. I should get a. Shouldn't I get a taste?
What do you mean you get a taste? Yeah, you get your taste. And I'm not going to tell you, and during the family hour, am I going to tell you what it is either?
Oh God!
Oh come on, Miss Ernie, don't! God, well, that's so gay.
Shut up! I'm kidding. Anyway, go to our online store. There's the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies, our baseball caps, our T-shirts, our shot glasses, our coffee mugs, our keychains, and more. Along with all of our CDs, hard copies of our legacy CDs available there. And, of course, our downloads at philhendryshow.com. In the news, Bindi Irwin, the 14-year-old daughter of the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, is alive and well, despite the Internet's best efforts to get people to believe otherwise. A rumor that the Australian teen had died started to pick up steam on Twitter yesterday because people just, you know, don't have anything better to do. And then Steve Irwin's daughter dies climbed all the way to number 4 on MSN's list of hot search terms, according to Social News Daily. And the answer to that question, don't people have anything better to do, has once again been answered. No, they don't. Now,
what did you just say?
The answer to that question has once again been answered.
That don't make any sense at all.
Well, I just said it. The thing about these rumors, I fell for one. It was somebody dying. And I tweeted, oh, so-and-so died. Well, it turned out the guy had been dead for 4 years.
Yeah, who was it?
I don't know. I can't remember now. But it just happened about 3 weeks ago. And someone tweeted me, Phil, the guy's been dead since 2009. And I deleted it. And you know what? I should have just kept it up there.
I think people should not delete tweets. I think you should keep those tweets because it represents really how low we can sink with our lack of creativity and humor, doesn't it? And yet, we can also reach the heights. So you may tweet something that is brilliantly funny, and then you want to continue tweeting because you think you're so great, and you stiff 3 or 4 of these tweets, and you're not so funny anymore, you see?
Yeah, I mean, does that happen to you? Are you talking about me?
Well, mostly I'm talking about you.
Oh, I see. Well, you're tweeting too.
Phil, I don't stink it up. I'm not saying you stink it up. I'm not saying that.
No, I'm not saying, but I do notice, Mr. Hendry, you'll do one really funny one and then 3 or 4 to stink it out.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Is that right, Robert? You know, you got a lot to talk about, man. You ought to get some guts going and get a Twitter account yourself, and then maybe you can weigh in.
I don't have to have a Twitter account say the things I think.
Everyone is simply saying, Phil, we love your tweets, but you can really, you can rout a room of people fast. People will suddenly just go, wow, and start fanning the air in front of their noses. And
I get it. I stink it up. How about you? That's my question, and that remains my question. How about you?
How about me?
You look pretty good to me, Ms. Gray.
Thank you, bud.
I don't mean that. I mean your Twitter account.
I don't tweet as much as you. I come up with a tweet. I'll say, Bobby Dooley is an idiot, or I don't like this. I'll tell you, this is one that I tweeted the other day. I feel disgusted and dirty the way you make me feel, but I didn't say who. I just wrote it as a quote.
Who was it about?
I'm not going to say.
It's about that Greek guy?
No, it's not about the Greek guy.
I feel disgusted and dirty the way you make me feel.
Yes. What are you laughing at?
I kept trying to figure out who that is.
I'm not saying.
All right. Well, we'll try and guess that one during our break, and we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Chris Bosch's slam dunk at the half there last night against the San Antonio Spurs indeed did not count. He did not make it ahead of the buzzer. They had a bunch of replays and a bunch of columns about that today. All right, and also a story about Riddick Bowen kickboxing. Weird, weird. Loch Ness Monster sparks Highlands tourism rumors. Dig it. We'll be back.